the arrival of...
Sorry, I ate my Thanksgiving leftovers right before I tracked, which was actually a horrible idea. Sorry.
Okay, so we have polished off our Thanksgiving dinner and put the leftovers in the fridge, and that means the holiday shopping season is officially here for real.
Get Black Friday deals now at Target.
Thousands of Black Friday deals are coming to Best Buy.
12 a.m. sell hours till morning. Been online since yesterday. Bread smells bad. I need coffee.
500 early bird special.
Not today.
It's Black Friday, Black Friday. Gotta go to Kohl's on Black Friday.
Whether or not you miss the alleged good old days of lining up at the crack of dawn to get that Tickle Me Elmo or 50-inch smart screen TV or whatever, or nowadays you play it safe and do your shopping from the comfort of your own home, it is the time of year when many Americans are on the lookout for deals on holiday gifts and stuff for themselves. Let's be real about that. But that's only if they feel like they have the extra money to spend.
You know, people love Black Friday because they know it's the biggest breadth of discounts.
Katie Thomas is with the Kearney Consumer Institute and studies consumer buying habits.
What we've seen really in the last year or so is very much like a wear now, buy now mentality, which means that because people are tight on money, they actually tend to wait until they feel like they really need something.
The arrival of Black Friday and holiday sales provides the perfect excuse for many people to buy what they've been eyeing all year long as we ramp up to December. So consider this. Consumer spending is a huge part of the economy, and it sends a strong signal about how Americans feel about the financial health of the country. And how they feel about that really matters, because the amount consumers spend during the holiday season could make or break some retailers. From NPR, I'm Scott Detrow. It's Friday, November 24th.
This message comes from NPR sponsor BetterHelp. When you keep your stress bottled up, it can eat away at you. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to make them better. Try BetterHelp Online Therapy, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp at betterhelp.com/NPR today to get 10% off your first month. Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR. This message comes from the BBC with Where to Be a Woman. Join hosts Saatchi Kaul and Sophia Smith-Gaylor to find out where in the world women can live their best lives. Search for Where to Be a Woman from BBC Podcasts.
Hey, it's Scott. We know that you care about the in-depth reporting you hear on Consider This every day. But what you may not know is that your financial support makes our work possible. Even though our journalism is freely available, it's not free to produce. So a big shout out to our supporters and anyone listening who does currently donate to public media. Thank you. You are making a huge difference. You are making this possible. And if you haven't donated yet and you would like to make a difference, please go to donate.npr.org/considerthis. That's donate.npr.org/considerthis. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Now, back to the episode. It's Consider This from NPR. To talk about all of this, we called up NPR business correspondent Alina Selyukh to find out what Black Friday shopping says about where the economy has been, where it might be headed, and what the biggest difference is in consumer moods and consumer optimism now compared to a year ago.
There are some big changes, some things for the better, some things for the worse. And in the good news, the economic context has changed in these ways. Unemployment last year was 3.5%. Now it's 3.9%. We're still sort of at record lows. That's really good news. Inflation back last year was 7%. Now it's 3.2%. So that's cooled dramatically. Gas is a lot cheaper. A trip to the grocery store no longer feels like you just set your wallet on fire by buying like lettuce yes. and some eggs. In bad news, people are repaying student loans again. That's mm-hmm. restarted. We are draining savings accounts, and we're charging a lot to credit cards. Our collective debt as a nation has topped a record $1 trillion, and more people are falling behind on bills.
Wow.
So just to put some numbers on those vibes that we're in right now.
But those are some good vibes, and those are some bad vibes.
Some meh vibes.
And some meh vibes. So what does all that mean? Any sense at this point what that means for the holiday season?
Yeah, the big question all year for retailers was whether people were going to start scaling back. For months, we've been hearing about people really prioritizing food and necessities over, like, fun stuff. But then you get these other data points about people going out to restaurants and bars, more than 8% more than this year than last year. And we went out a lot last year, yeah. so the bar is pretty high. And now, surveys suggest more people than ever plan to shop this holiday weekend. The National Retail Federation says people are planning to spend about the same amount as last year on decorations, candy, and snacks. And actually, more on gifts. People are saying they plan to spend more on gifts this year than last year by an average of about $34. An average holiday budget, according to the NRF, is $875, slightly more than last year. And it's almost the same as it was in 2021, which, if you recall, was a totally crazy year for shopping.
Yeah. I guess I'm surprised that it seems like all of these forecasts are so dramatically in the positive, in the big, in the more direction.
Mm-hmm. It is a bit of a peculiar year in that way. And I guess we'll see if that is how things play out. There is something to be said about the fact that the categories that have particularly struggled this year, sporting goods, electronics, and clothes specifically, are kind of those things that people buy mm-hmm. for the holidays. And so overall, holiday spending is expected to grow, like I said, about 3-4%, which is kind of in line with what we've seen over the past decade. It's much slower growth than we saw at the peak of the pandemic, but growth nonetheless.
It's interesting, right? We kind of cheer more spending here. You know, if you're a store, you certainly want to see people spending more. More spending is good for the economy. But at the same time, you just talked about the fact that people are dealing with student loan debt for the first time in years, and that credit card debt is at an all-time high.
Yes.
How are people thinking about that, if at all, as they approach the holiday season?
A lot of the economists will say that it's important to remember that more people are getting higher wages right mm-hmm. now. So overall, as a country, we are getting higher pay. And also on the credit card bills, I did ask this question of Katie Thomas. She runs the Kearney Consumer Institute. It's like a think tank inside the consulting firm Kearney. And this is what she had to say.
Traditionally, what we find and what we're still hearing this year is people like to spend on the holidays. Once again, they like to buy good gifts and they like to buy for themselves because they know it's the best price of the year. It's just a time of the year people are in spending mode. And while we have had a lot of like challenging news around the wallet, we've seen, of course, inflation start to stabilize a bit and people are employed and wages are good. So what I think the biggest risk is consumer credit card debt going up, credit card delinquencies going up. But that's, I think, going to be a new year problem, right? I think people are going to spend through the holiday season and then they're going to have to, you know, figure that out in 2024.
So it's the good all shop now, face the consequence later season. Like me personally, I'm off to buy some new jeans and that credit card bill is the future Alina problem.
Well, present 2023 Alina Selyukh, I appreciate you coming in to talk about all of this.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck to future you.
Indeed.
It's Consider This from NPR. I'm Scott Detrow.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.